Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Houston Hotshots, circa 1996, they signed a tremendous indoor player by the name of Paul Daugherty. He would lead them to the Continental Indoor Soccer League title against Monterey La Raza. And from beautiful Rancho Santa Fe or the San Diego area, Paul Daugherty joins us now. Paul, thank you so much for doing this.
Yeah, no problem, Glenn. Nice to see you again.
Well, I'm looking at you, and I know before we got on here to do this, I said, man, you look in playing shape. 21-year playing career, okay? So just reflect on that a little bit for me and my listeners before we get into Hot Shots time, because, you know, those days was not easy to be a professional soccer player. I can attest to that.
Yeah. Well, probably as you – my resume probably reflects that. There was a lot of changes in U.S. soccer from the mid-'80s when I first came over to into the late 2000, almost 2000. Yeah, indoor leagues, plenty of indoor leagues, outdoor leagues, plenty of those too. Come and go. A lot of different teams in different parts of the country, even England, even Canada. Yeah, plenty of traveling around. A lot of movement for me in my life, which was fine with for now.
I think you need to write a book because it is pretty remarkable. We're going to get to your youth when you started with Wolves and that. Yeah. But right now, let's get to the Houston Hotshots, because at that time, tell me how that came down. Giorgio Borlenghi wanted a winning team. He went right out and got one of the best players in the indoor game, no doubt, in Paul Daugherty. How did it come down?
Trevor Dawkins was the coach at the time, English guy who had previously played and coached in the MISL, Indoor Soccer League. He'd coached against, he was coach at the Cleveland Crunch and, you know, played against him for maybe 5 years, 6 years at San Diego Soccer's, also Baltimore Blast. So he knew a lot about me. He'd had taken me, become the coach at Buffalo Blizzard, took me from San Diego over to Buffalo Blizzard. I played a few years for him there. And then he moved from Houston, Buffalo to straight to Houston. I think he tried to get me 1 year and couldn't get out of a contract. And then he brought me down as soon as my contract was up. So, yeah, it was the connection. It was a Trevor Dawkins connection.
Paul Daugherty joining us. High-scoring striker for the Houston Hotshots, led him to the CISL championship match against Monterey La Raza. So in the 80s, we had the outdoor game, the Houston Dynamos, plural. Then in the 90s, it was the Houston Hotshots. And the team would climb momentously when Paul came. What do you remember about playing in the old Summit, which is now the home of Joel Osteen's church? What did you remember from the Summit and maybe even specifically that CISL championship game, because the place was sold out. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. I remember there being good crowds there. I remember, sometimes you'd go to stadiums on the road and think that these don't get nearly as much as what we do. I thought it was well supported, good atmosphere. Yeah, it was a nice stadium. It's pretty modern. Well, as modern, as good as you need it to be, you know. So it was always a well-supported, I think they're averaging like 7,500, which was good for indoor, create a good atmosphere, you know. And of course, we had a winning team that helped too. So I've actually just been watching some highlights, first time I've ever seen that La Raza final when it was on the home field for game two, and it was so loud in there. It was so loud, you couldn't hear the referee blow the whistle from literally 5 yards away from you. You know, I remember there being a goal, right? Such an important goal. It was 5-5, game two. There was a situation that the foul was called by not the closest guy. It shouldn't have been called by him. Ball went to a player who played it across. We've shot, scored, and the guy was standing literally 5 yards away from the referee. The whistle had gone, which was should have played the advantage, and called it back. We were all celebrating. Nobody heard it. No one in the stadium even heard it. Even the guy next to him never heard it. And it was a sold out arena. You know, standing on their feet, celebrating what would have been a very important win, but it was not. It was called back.
I remember that night distinctively. It was incredibly loud in there, and it was such a great environment. And the rivalry with Monterrey La Raza was a really fun one because they were a very good indoor team too, coached by a German, Eric Geyer, right? Eric was another one of these great personalities who I know you know well as well.
Yeah, he was my coach at San Diego Soccer. Ron Newman was the head coach, and Eric, who's a really nice guy also, probably the best partnership with head coach and assistant coach, almost like good guy, bad guy, you know, not that Eric was a bad guy. He was just a good, say it, you know, in his German strong voice. And yeah, he let you have, whereas Ron was more a bit calm. So yeah.
Paul Daugherty joining us from the Houston Hotshots of the Continental Indoor Soccer League, a team that had the likes of David Banks, Beto, Terry Waldorf. You want to add a few more names to that I'm missing here?
Yeah, Paul Pedrosa, Harvey, Gary Young, of course, Ziad, you know.
Ziad Alon, yeah. Still involved in youth soccer here in Houston, Ziad.
Yeah. He loves soccer. Ziad is a good player too, also a great player.
So, Paul, let me ask you this. 21 years, what was the driving force? Is it as simple as just saying, I just love to play the game? What is the driving force?
Well, you could say that. You also say that, you know, your background and how motivated I felt like I needed to stay. My dad was a coal miner. I had two older brothers who played soccer. They had opportunities to try to be pros. It never quite worked out for them. They went and worked, you know, jobs that they didn't particularly like. So you heard that, you know, your late teens, early teens, how tough it was to work. And that was kind of motivating. I think part of it was some of the knockbacks I got as a youngster, smallest on the team, saying you're not tall enough, you're not strong enough, trying to prove people wrong, you know, time and time again. That was just a point to prove type of thing. Plus, I mean, I did love the game, practice, you know, amazing amount of hours when I look back on it, just balls, passing balls on my own too. A lot of the stuff, even though I had brothers and friends, I used to go nonstop hours up at the park and practice. So, yeah. And then, of course, you have to be lucky with injuries. A little bit more suited to, I wasn't a big dribbler, didn't have unnecessary players' opportunities to foul me. So for the amount of practices and games that I played, I had so few injuries, maybe can count on one hand how many times I was missed, or games I missed. Probably had five injuries, maybe three of those was out for, you know, not even long term, 5 weeks at the max, you know, which, you know, and I used to like playing year round also, which came to find out later on in my career was probably not back to indoor, sometimes back to outdoor. So almost like year round, 2 weeks break per year, which was a crazy thing when I think about it. But then I look back and I was like so bored, so wanting to play. When that first summer I had off, I was like, I've got to go play. I want to play, you know.
Paul Daugherty joining us. I don't know if these numbers are accurate, Paul, so don't get mad at me if they're not right. But 96, 97, the time you spent with the Houston Hotshots, 55 games, 86 goals. Pretty remarkable for those that haven't seen Paul. And I know there's a lot of people listening that will have seen him at the summit. Just exceptional technical player, quick, explosive, really made the Houston Hotshots grow a few inches to the point where they got to a championship game. Difference between indoor and outdoor to you? Was it hard making that transition? I'm gonna dovetail off what you just said.
Yeah. So to be fair, so I compare it from the English game when I played, when the English game was more long ball back in the 80s, and I was a midfield center midfield player. So it wasn't as a center midfield player, and when I finished up my last few years, a couple of years were down in the lower leagues. So seeing the ball go over your head all the time and having to chase another 60, 80 yards for a ball, you know, it was completely different contrast from an indoor. So as soon as I got to indoor, I just loved it. You know, so many more touches on the ball. It couldn't have been a different game in the same sport. Fitness was one difference, you know, it was probably suited me as a smaller player for the indoor than the outdoor, you know, not so many times challenging, but balls booted up into the air, challenging for headers. I worked pretty well in tight spaces in the indoor field. You know, give me an opportunity to get in the box and score goals too. So all around it certainly was a great experience for me.
Paul Daugherty joining us, Houston Hotshots, 21-year playing career. I want to take you to your time at Wolves. And, you know, everybody sees Wolves on TV now in the Premier League. It was probably a very differing time at Wolves when you were there. But maybe reflect on that, being such a young guy at a club with that type of history.
Yeah, so Wolves was the club that started off as probably a 13-year-old. And just like the academies nowadays, you travel up for practice twice a week. And at 16, after high school, they take you on as an apprentice. You do 2 years as an apprentice. My situation was a lot different than everyone else. At just before your 18th birthday, 5 weeks before, they let you know you're going to take you on as a pro, give you a pro contract or not. And that's make or break for a young player. So the coach had told me, no, you're too small, you're not going to make it, we're not offering you a contract, you can go search for clubs yourself, we'll pay you up, you 5 weeks pay if you want, or you can stay and help out with the reserve team. So I chose to stay. Most kids would choose to leave once they're not needed there anymore. So I chose to stay, a few weeks into it, you know, I picked up, scoring regularly in the reserve team. At the time that the head coach had made the decision, he got fired. A new coach comes in, and he was coaching the game on the Tuesday, reserve team game on the Tuesday, took over from the first team head coach for the Saturday game. So he was selecting the team then Saturday. So I show up for the game, just watch the game on the Saturday against the local rivals, West Bromwich Albion, which was a huge game. And he put me in the team. Within a few weeks, I'd gone from looking for a team, basically looking forward to being unemployed to starting against two guys, Steve Hunt and Derek Staden, two guys that played for England. And actually, my hero was Tony Morley. He played for West Brom at the same time on the left, my side, on the Saturday. And we tied 0-0, which was a better result than they got with a 3-0 loss before. So it was a great, got man of the match in that game. So it kind of went from one extreme to the other within a very short period. Then I finished up playing every minute of the last five games of the season, and playing up and then getting a contract, three-year contract after that. Weird sort of circumstances. New coach comes in, team gets relegated. I had a good start in that because they'd got relegated that season down to the second level then. So it was the old First Division, used to call it now, and then down to the second level. I had a great start, scored a couple of goals, scored against Leeds, scored the winner against Man City. That was a Tuesday night, and then got injured on the, I probably was a marked man then. Was out for, that was one of my bigger injuries, out for 5 weeks. Never really struggled to get back in, and really the team had really lost a lot of the back end, the finances, and that dropped a couple of divisions. And at that point, I was looking for, coming to the end of my the third and final year of my contract, I was looking for another team. Another new coach comes in, which is probably a fourth coach in 3 years. So I was looking to America because I'd heard about the indoor game. Then she wrote off to Ron Newman. He replies to me, says, "Yeah, come out, you can have a trial, but you've got to pay your own way." So I had 6 months left on my Wolves contract, and they agreed to let me go. New coach comes in, and then he tells me, "You got to stay." I have to talk him out of it, saying, "You know what? I made this agreement, booked these tickets." And I think he put me back in the team. And then, after that 6 weeks trial, they got me a visa, traded another player, get me a visa, and that, and that was the start of it, really, back in the US. And it was indoor, sometimes outdoor, indoor, sometimes outdoor. Then it was more outdoor than indoor on my travels all over the country.
It's an amazing career, Paul. Amazing career. I want to thank you for coming on, being part of the Houston soccer history. And a lot of people in Houston still remember you. I talk to people in the soccer community. They know Paul Daugherty from his short time here, but very, very successful time here in Houston. Thank you for joining us tonight from San Diego.
Thank you, Glenn.